It's wrinkled sheets. It's wrinkled sheets. It's wrinkled sheets. We're doing 5 seconds of quiet, aren't we?
Yeah.
Thought you might do that before I came down. It's wrinkled sheets.
It's wrinkled sheets. It's wrinkled sheets. It's really kind of neat listening to wrinkled sheets. Yeah.
Can we turn our headphones down?
No.
I'm very loud.
That's all right.
Okay. How are you, Mr. Steve McGrew?
I'm good, and you? It's nice to be back.
It is, isn't it?
Yes.
It's been a while since we've had some podcasting time. Well, we've had intentions. We're like, we're going to podcast. And we say this every podcast. But seriously, like, either I'd get home from work and you'd be like, I have a headache. Or I get home from work and I'd be like, I don't want to. Or let's do it Saturday or let's do it Sunday. And then all of a sudden it's 11 o'clock and we're just stumbling into the door.
And I almost thought that was what was going to happen tonight. You came in and I thought, oh, she is not going to be in the mood to podcast.
I'm putting on a happy face, even though it's a crappy Monday. It's cold.
It's cold. It's icy. I had to scrape my car.
I warned you.
I know, but I didn't expect to have to scrape it like that. It was encased in ice, like if just a giant ice ray went and covered my car.
I broke the law and I did my remote start.
Mm-hmm.
For like, it does it for 5 minutes and then it'll automatically shut off.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't make it out there in 5 minutes, so it automatically shut off. And I made it out there shortly after the 5 minutes. I get down out there and there's still like, I don't even know what I would have, well, you know what I would have dealt with had I not done the remote start. Ugh.
It was bad. And so I had to go to a movie premiere this morning, preview.
Had to.
And, I was running around the house doing things, trying to get things done before I took off for the day. And I run out there because I wanted to leave at 9 to get mm-hmm. to where I was going to be by 10. The show is at 10. So I run out there at 5 minutes till 9, thinking, oh, I'll do a quick scrape and I'll be on my way.
It was thick.
It was
ice.
10 after 9, yeah. 15 minutes worth of scraping.
Yes, but the scraping is important. I feel like there's people that don't, like they'll do a little hole.
Yep,
and like then they tank, try and drive. And that's so dangerous. That's so dangerous, people.
Yeah, so I'm driving to the movie premiere, and all of a sudden I hear what sounds like crystals.
Did I change my ringtone?
And I'm looking around. What is that coming from? I think I actually looked at the phone, and I looked up, and I saw a crack start to go across my windshield. It was like 2 inches, 3 inches, 4 inches. I just sat there and I watched it go mm-hmm. all the way across my windshield for no reason.
There's a reason. There was likely a chip, and when they freeze, they don't like freezing, and then that's when they split. I had a car, like two cars ago, that was like perfect level for rock chips. And I even like had the insurance company come out and fill all the rock chips uh-huh. every time
Thinking
it happened.
Got it.
And then that first freeze, it was like spider. What?
The spider. At least I'm hoping I'm not going to get the blocked view. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because it started. It didn't start in the middle. It mm-hmm. started like on the edge, on the bottom. And it made like a U. It made like a – it kind of circled. It circled back down into the – so it's not across the middle of the windshield.
So you're not going to get the windshield replaced?
Not for a while. Except I think my Mini, I'm pretty sure it came with 3 free windshields.
Oh, that's nice. That's like the new iPhone comes with 2 free
– the shattered glass things.
That's awesome.
So I'm going to check on that. But I thought – if it's not blocking, I'm not going to mess with it right now because I got things to do.
I got things to do.
I got things to do.
Yeah.
I had to go pick up Halloween goodies because you're going to do a really good Halloween.
I'm a little concerned.
What?
Okay. You have a 2 o'clock appointment.
Mm-hmm.
Is that at home?
No.
Dang it.
I have to be at the radio station at 2 o'clock. I might as well say it here because it's been posted. I'm going to start doing some stuff for local radio here again for K-How Talk Radio. And I'm going to go do my first one tomorrow at 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be.
So I get off
an
work
hour.
At 3, and I was hoping you would be home to help me prepare for this fun Halloween-y gathering, but it's all good.
I'm going to help you. I'm gonna help you.
So if you get there at 2, you leave about 3, you're gonna hit some traffic because everybody's leaving work early tomorrow because all the parentals have to be home with their little babies.
Oh,
yeah.
Man. Well, I get home as quick as I can.
But safely.
Yes.
Because your health is more important.
Arrive alive. We don't need to celebrate the Day of the Dead with a death.
Right.
And it is. Tomorrow will be, this is our Halloween episode. I think we did one or two of these before where we just actually call it the Halloween episode. But it is, because tomorrow is Halloween. And we post this tonight, and you'll probably hear it either late tonight or tomorrow. Probably tomorrow.
Right.
Or much later. I find that a lot of our podcasts get listened to weeks down the road.
Well, the podcasts you listen to, don't you get to them as you get to them, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I turned on my phone this morning when I was driving to work, and I was like, wow, I got 5 new podcasts, and I only have so much drive time.
Mm-hmm.
And so I listened to one on the way to work, and I started to listen to one on the way home, but didn't quite finish it, did I? And I have like 3 more, so we'll see.
And which ones was that? Which ones did you have?
Did I listen to?
Yeah.
I listened to my Who Weekly podcast, because they're like the entertainment news of what's happening in the not-so-popular Hollywood scene. And then another one that I like called Whiskey Riff.
Well, Hollywood is eating itself. Well, I just got an email a while ago that this is the worst October Hollywood has ever had. It's the movie industry. The ticket sales have been down. It's kind of like everybody went, we told you, we're boycotting Hollywood.
Oh, people are boycotting Hollywood?
Oh, big deal. You haven't been paying attention to that? Guess not, huh?
We went to a movie this weekend, so we're not boycotting.
But we didn't pay.
Yes, we did.
Oh, yes, right. We did pay for that one. We did pay for that one. Well, it's actually, I posted on my Facebook wall, I don't want Hollywood to fail. I just want them to pay attention.
So you want everyone else to boycott?
No, I'm not talking about failing.
Okay. I paid our cable bill. If we were boycotting, wouldn't we not pay the cable bill?
Are we boycotting?
I don't see. That's my question.
We need to just decide right now. Are we boycotting or not?
You're saying
I think
we're
when you're in the industry, you really can't totally boycott.
My vote is no, because I kind of like my entertainment.
Yeah, me too.
I like my Netflix.
Me too.
I like my cable.
Yeah. But I think what people are saying is they're not going to pay to go see the movies. Like they're avoiding the George Clooney movie because
Think that's why I failed?
Hmm?
You think it was why it failed?
I think it's one of the reasons it failed.
It had bad reviews going into the weekend.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that people didn't give it the bad reviews on purpose.
Gotcha. Is George Clooney behind all of this?
Yeah. He badmouthed America and Trump and everybody went, oh, that's it. We're done with you.
He had a fun Halloween party, it looked like.
Did he? I didn't see that.
Yeah, he hosted some big Halloween party and, you know, the Kardashians were there and everybody else was there that's important.
And Kim Kardashian's in trouble right now because of her cultural appropriation of her Halloween costume.
Wait. Okay, she was Cher 1 minute. She was Aaliyah the next. And then she was
That's the one she's in trouble
Madonna.
For.
That's ridiculous.
That's the one she's in trouble for.
That is ridiculous.
They said she dressed like the singer.
Mm-hmm. I think it was Aaliyah. I think.
That died in the plane crash. She was in Queen of the Damned. And
oh, that might not be Aaliyah.
I think you're right, though.
Okay.
But that's the one she got. And they're like, no, she can't dress. That's like putting on blackface. You can't dress like
she's
a black person.
She's tan. She's super,
She's not black.
Right. But so, it's not like she painted her anywho. She had some nip slips. Did you see that?
No. Where's that?
Well, they're covered up now. Oh. I follow her, so I had seen them. And I saw, like, it wasn't an actual nip. From what I saw some areola. Maybe it's part of the nip. I don't know. But then the next day, I saw pictures with that part like blacked out and was like, 2 nip slips for Kim.
Oh. I think areola is, you know.
Part of the nip. Yeah. I'm not sure.
As an owner of a couple of them, I would think you would be aware of.
I'm definitely not even close to showing areola. I'm never, ever going to be close to showing areola.
Areola, wasn't that the girl in that Disney thing?
Ariel?
Oh, yeah.
Dear God. Dear God. You were actually home this, like, Halloween weekend. This last weekend was when all the people celebrated, like, the adults celebrated, and then tomorrow will be the kids celebrating. And we didn't do any Halloween stuff. I think I'm just used to you being gone for the holidays that I don't plan stuff.
Oh, you were sad. You were actually going through people's Facebooks.
I wasn't sad. I was just like,
they're partying. Oh, look,
it's not the party. No, because you said I'm the anti-party. Well, I'm not asking to party, but we've got some creative juices. We could totally create some exciting, fun, different Halloween costumes.
I agree. So what are we going to do?
Well, you're probably out of town next year. The last 2 years you've been out of town, so bah. But no, I do love, don't you love scrolling through your Instagram, your Facebook feed, and seeing all your friends dressing up and, oh, that's creative. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I do. But I don't really go for the party thing. I do miss the parties that the Grizzly Rose used to have.
They had it this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I saw that later.
I'm not saying the party scene. I'm saying the dressing up and like taking some pictures and maybe going to a party, but not like partying.
I knew you were going to get around to the party.
Because that's what people do. But I don't know. We could like dress up and go eat wings at Chili's. I don't know.
I would do that. I would so do that. I would so put on a costume just to go eat out somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of people, lots of people were doing it. Probably not that. They probably then went to a party. But yes.
Let's do it next year.
Yeah, if you're home, we'll do it. You got lots of like stuff going on next year. We've already got you booked through 2019. If you want Steve McGrew on your stage, you better reach out to him now.
She's not joking.
He sent a big old list of things. He's like, do these look okay? I'm like, my birthday's open, so yeah, you're good.
I got sent a big old list from the cruise line that I work for and said, we want you all these dates. And it went all the way through 2019. I'm like,
so far, Halloween's open.
So far.
Yeah. Are you here the weekend around it, though?
I have no idea.
So far, you are. You're out your birthday.
I know.
You didn't even check your birthday.
I don't care about my birthday. You know, I do. You know, I quit celebrating those.
Yeah.
And all I care about is the actual holidays. Like Christmas and Thanksgiving.
Which you're gone this year.
Right. But I asked you about it. I said, is it okay with you? And you're like, yes, fine. It's a job. Go make some money.
So the initial plan for me, because I'm a super introvert, I was like, yes, a whole day I could just not be bothered because people are going to be focused on their own lives. And I could just lay in bed with my dog and my cats. But then my coworker today was like, Janet, is Steve in town for Thanksgiving? And I can't lie to save my life. This is my coworker slash friend. And I was like, no. And she's like, well, you know, last year we made a whole turkey. It was too much for the two of us. So why don't you come over? And I'm like, and I am excited about it because I spent Easter with them last year and they're good people. They have a new baby and I can hang out with that and that.
That. Yeah. You called the baby that. Yeah. I could hang out with that.
So that'll be fun. And she's like, do you care, ham or turkey? I was like, I really don't.
I want turkey ham.
So we should talk about that. I'm a big fan of the turkey ham.
Uh-huh. I buy it
a lot. It's Jennie-O. No sponsorship. And last night you were like, so turkey ham's not really a thing. And I was like, I don't know. Well, what do you mean?
It's not.
And so you Googled and like they tried to boycott turkey ham.
Yeah, it was invented in 1975. It was invented in 1975 by Jennie-O. And
it's processed meat.
Yeah. And then in 1980, they tried to get it banned because it's not ham.
It's not turkey. Well, it's turkey. It has turkey.
It's turkey thighs, processed turkey thighs.
It's turkey that's made to seem like ham. So it could be like turkey faux ham.
Yes. Yeah.
But I love that stuff because I love
faux
ham.
Pork.
I love ham. I really do. I would eat a ham sandwich every day of my life, but then I'd be fat.
I like turkey ham, but as I'm sitting here talking to you, I can't decide. Or remember even, does it taste like ham or does this have its own taste?
No, it tastes like ham.
Yeah?
It tastes like ham. I had it for lunch today.
Yeah, I know. That's why I was going to ask. I've had it before mm-hmm. and I knew I didn't hate it, so it must have been okay. But mm-hmm. I can't think of that. I've ever thought, ooh, this would totally replace ham for me.
It did for me. But I'm weird. That's cool. I don't know. I love turkey ham. Everyone listening that likes turkey ham, say hi.
If you like turkey ham, comment down below after you've listened to this. She needs some positive feedback.
I do. So we did something silly last week. We woke up at 1 a.m. so that we could pre-order the iPhone X.
Yes, we did. We set our alarm. I thought it was going to be set for wake up and buy it. I didn't realize that, Miss, I need an hour to get wake up and wash my hair.
It was 15 minutes. I just wanted to make sure that the Wi-Fi was working. I wanted to make sure that my computer was working. I needed to make sure. And you know, that worked out for the better because about 5 minutes before it was actually supposed to go on sale, I was able to buy it. And I got an
email. Booyah.
I got an email today. I was a little confused about the initial email I got because it sounded like it was going to ship on Friday. But the email I got today says it's going to be delivered on Friday.
Bam. This Friday?
November 3rd. I'm going to have an iPhone 10. You're going to be traveling, not going to have one.
Oh, no. Well, look, we might as well go ahead and tell the story. So we're both sitting there in bed, and you go, oh, check yours because mine says I can buy it. So I check mine. Nothing. Mm-hmm. Still says iPhone 8. Because you're Verizon, I'm T-Mobile.
Me.
And so I'm waiting there. Refresh, nothing. Refresh, nothing. I go to the app. Check the app. The app's not loading. I can't get my app to load
And
properly.
During this whole time, I'm like, yay, yay. But I can't verbalize that because I'm like, oh, crap. If this doesn't work for him, I'm not going to be able to be happy about my purchase.
So then I start reloading. I go to the website and check out the app. Oh, finally, it shows up. Finally, the banner ad pops up at the top of the webpage. Pre-order your iPhone X 10. We're going to call it X. I think it sounds better.
I do, too.
iPhone X something.
iPhone X.
The X-Men or something. So anyway, I finally click on it. Takes me to this site. And it says, your account is not available for this. Please contact a store near you or call this number. So I call the number and it goes, we have excessive wait times.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, never mind. So I go the next day. You get yours.
Yeah, so we go back to sleep and I'm thinking, oh, poor Steve.
An hour later, we go back to sleep.
Maybe, yes.
Yeah. And so I go to the store the next day and the lady goes, yep. My husband did the same thing, set up, got her alarm set, and the website was not available. He kept getting a white screen, just a white wooden load. And that was the lady that works for T-Mobile. But she said, let's take care of this. Let's get you done. And it was very easy. Boom. I had to wait till the next day.
Mm-hmm.
But my shipment – they said, usually ships in about a week, but they're saying could be two. I'm like, oh, all right, well, whatever. We're okay. Then I get the email that says the ship date is between November 3rd and December 3rd.
Have you received an update? Have you tried tracking your shipment?
I have not yet. I will later then.
You got to get on it. So. But you know what happens when you buy a new iPhone? You have to buy a new iPhone case, which is $35. Thank you, Tech21, for being amazing, though. Then you have to buy new pop sockets. And we got creative. Did you end up ordering yours?
I did.
So I'm going to share what mine are, and then you can share what yours are.
Okay.
So we both need two pop sockets because we're high maintenance. So one of mine is a picture of me and Miranda. And then the other one is a
Miranda
picture of
Lambert?
Me and Steve. Yes. I know, shocking. And the second one is a picture of me and Steve. And I'm super excited. We did the create your own, popsockets.com. Not sponsored, but could be. Contact us. Now, what'd you get?
I got the picture of my promo picture that's on my website with the cowboy hat and the green jacket that you go, you don't have any pants on in that picture.
Everyone that looks at that picture now, no, he has no pants on.
No pants on.
Did you have underwear on?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. Tidy whities, though. TMI?
And then I got the mudflap girl with a microphone.
Well, why the heck didn't I do the picture of me and Luke Bryan as my second one, Jackrabbit?
And then I got a picture of you and I.
You have three?
And then I got...
You have four? How are you going to fit four freaking pop sockets?
I'm not. I couldn't decide.
Oh my God, this is my life, people.
I wanted the one of us, so I did
that.
That's
why we have 12 boxes of cereal. I don't know what
I don't know what you can't decide. So So yeah, and then but I made one for a gift for Bubba. If you're he's going to hear this, he's going to know. I shouldn't have said that,
but you don't have to give the details as to what it is.
Yeah, but I made one for a gift. So he was so good helping when I was down there in Texas doing shows. So
gotcha.
I thought this would be a nice little thank you gift for him being the tour manager for all those shows that I did.
Yeah.
You know.
And pop sockets are now $15 a piece. They went up. They used to always be 10.
Well, they're 10 in some of the stores.
And they're 10 on some of the pop sockets. Well, watch the stores. They're going to go up soon because popsocket.com went up. That means
the stores are going to go up. Mm-hmm. Well, that's why I thought some of the pre-done were already 15.
Yeah.
So why not go ahead and do your own? Mm-hmm. You can do any picture that you want. It can't be a copyrighted picture.
And if you don't know what a pop socket is, it's the thing you put on the back of your phone. It helps you hold it. It helps you create your – it makes your phone a stand. And
you can hang it on the wall to watch it if you just wanted to.
Because I have the brackets that go on my mirror in my bathroom. And people are like, why in your bathroom? I'm like, because I watch a lot of YouTube videos. Sometimes I record YouTube videos. So it's very handy. And now with the new phone, I'm so excited about the camera. It's just going to be – pristine.
All I've read is how great the
camera
is.
I'm probably going to need some Botox just because it's going to be that, like, pristine. Like, oh my gosh, I really look like that? I need to fill those in. Talk about the wrinkles.
You don't have wrinkles.
I feel like
you don't have wrinkles. Every time you start talking about that.
I have wrinkles in my soul.
Well, that, because you're an old soul.
I am.
But you don't have wrinkles. You have some smile lines because you smile, but you don't have like crow's feet or the bunny nose or all that stuff that they try to –
Bunny nose?
The bunny nose?
What is that?
The bunny nose? They didn't tell you that when you got you did the Botox before?
Mm-mm.
When you go like this, so you can't even do it. You can't even do it. But
Am I doing it?
No.
Am I doing it?
No.
Oh.
See when I do it?
Yeah. You might need some Botox.
The rabbits do the
– Oh.
That's what they call the bunny nose, those lines right across your...
You might need to get some Botox.
I know.
I'm kidding. Does the Botox stop the bunny?
Yes.
Okay.
Completely does away with the bunny.
And, you know, I do get Botox, being transparent here, but it's all preventative so that I can maybe try to avoid...
The wrinkles.
Yes.
And they tell you that if you start in your late 20s, early 30s...
Which I did.
Then you don't use those muscles as much and you won't create the deep lines that you'll get later on.
Right. So, I've been getting Botox since the age of... when did we start dating? Like 28? 29? Something like that?
29.
I remember that people were like, what the heck are you doing? I'm like, it's preventative. But it was so sporadic. But now I have like a solid... One doctor, and when I went and got my Botox last time, he's like, you going to make your 6-month appointment? I'm like, yes, I will, because I save like 10% if I do that.
Oh.
So I was like, yes, so I will. He's got a good plan. He's got the plan going. Like, to give you a discount if you do schedule your 6 months, bam.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. So, yeah, I would like, I know it sounds vain, but I would like to possibly one day do eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Because the business that I'm in, entertainment, it's an ageist business.
It is.
And people go, you know, he's starting to look old. Or, you know, he doesn't look right for the part. Oh, he's not the right, you know. So you got to take care of yourself.
Well, you're kind of typecast because of your hair.
That's true. That really is true. And then last night when I said, hey, what do you think if I cut my hair? You're like, what? Why would you even talk about that?
Couldn't you, like, learn to do some wigs? I'm just saying. Like, you could totally do a wig cap and, like, start, like, rocking the same wig every day so people think you cut your hair. But then when you come home, you let it all down.
I guess I could. I hadn't thought about that.
The whole wig world is pretty amazing.
That's one of the things I've always thought was, like, Dolly Parton being able to just put on daytime wig, nighttime wig, entertainment wig, going out on Hollywood wig. Not that guys should do that. I mean, the guys are listening to us going, what the? But I just thought being able to do that makes you different looks. Because you see the singers do that a lot. They come out with different hairstyles. And you go, your hair didn't change that much in the past six, you know, last time I saw you on TV.
Right. Extensions are massively popular these days because of that. Like Miranda chopped her hair off and then all of a sudden, what?
Yeah. Yeah. When you make the mistake of cutting your hair short, you go, oh, I need to put extensions in.
I really liked my hair short, but you didn't. I could rock that hair again if you said, Janet, go for it. And you're never, ever, ever going to say that. I get it. I get it.
You said, even said last night, I made the mistake.
Well, that was last year I had a couple inches cut off because I thought it was dry and gross. But I can't seem to get that to grow back. Like, all of a sudden, I'm supposed to have another hair appointment. And I'm like, I don't see that anything has grown, but I see the roots.
That's because every time you go, she goes, I need to cut,
no, let's
I
not
need to cut a little
game.
Bit off of this.
So it's fall.
Uh-huh.
And with fall comes new television shows. You know what I'm super excited about?
What?
The Little Sheldon Show. What? What? You should see his face, y'all.
It wasn't bad. I'll have to say the first one we watched together was not bad. And I thought it had a great little sensitive, sentimental thing there when it ended. So it made me think, I'd watch this again.
Well, it's coming on again November 2nd, so that's Thursday. You're gone. I'll watch it. I'll let you know. But I'm super excited. But it was kind of a tease because they played the first one right after Big Bang Theory. Makes total sense. But then it, like, disappeared. I was like, is our DVR broken? Like, what? Where's my little Sheldon? And come to find out, they were waiting. They're going to keep you on the hook. CBS. Smart.
And then aren't they going to move Big Bang Theory to...
Right before it, I think. To Thursday
night. I think that's going
to
be kind of weird, though. You know, you see little Sheldon that doesn't look anything like Big Sheldon.
It totally looks like a little Sheldon. Yes, it does.
He acts like
And the real Sheldon's voice was on the first episode. Hopefully that'll continue.
He does the voiceover work.
Yeah. So I found an article I wanted to talk about associated with television shows.
Okay.
It's some of the best television shows of the past 20 years. And I want to see. And this is according to Rotten Tomatoes, one of your favorite websites.
Mm-hmm.
So don't give me that look. I feel like you're going to have some like buy-in here.
Okay.
You look doubtful.
No. Uh-uh.
So at the bottom of the list is Modern Family.
That's at the bottom of the list.
Yeah. It's number 27. Out of 27. So the survey score is 1%. The critic score is 86%. What are your thoughts about Modern Family?
I haven't been big on Modern Family. I think it's...
I tried.
It's okay. It's got some funny stuff. But I think it's just one of those that they're trying to manipulate society with that show. It's one of those things you're supposed to watch and go, oh, look, there's an interracial couple. Oh look, there's a gay couple. Oh, look, they've adopted a, you know.
Gotcha. The next one is Arrested Development.
I never was a big Arrested Development.
I never watched it. I have no idea. It's a survey score of 1% again, and then critics score of 87%. So it's a little bit higher than
Modern Family. Yeah, critics loved it.
I'm really sad that this next one is so far down on the list. Very, very sad. No, it's not Friends, but it is Sex and the City.
Really?
Yes, a survey score of 1%. It doesn't even have a critic score. It says not applicable next to it.
That's weird because I thought it was like a hit all the way across. Like fans loved it, critics
so
loved
great.
It. That's why they've done two movies.
My friend Kate has a dog named Carrie.
Because of that.
Yes.
And how many times have you seen Take the Survey? Which one are you? Are you
right?
Are you Carrie or are you the slutty one? Or are you
the slutty one? Kim Cattrall's character. The next one is The Walking Dead, which I haven't watched.
I watched the first season. I liked it, but I just thought it's a zombie show. But then everybody go, "Oh, you missed the point because it's all about connections and how people interact and you know."
Right, and I guess. I'm going to step back real quick. This is the top 27 shows of the past 20 years. So I guess to even be on the list is an honor.
Right, because there's been a lot of shows come and go.
And this next one I think has been on for the last 20 years because I remember my grandma watching it. But I love it as well, and so do you. It's NCIS.
Oh, I love that show.
It's at number 23. And again, the critics score is NA, but... I want him to be my father. I want him to be my brother. I just want him to be my boss. Yes.
My dad hated that show because he didn't like Gibbs. He thought he was just a smart aleck, know-it-all.
I loved it.
Huh?
My grandma loved him.
I think my dad, from being in the military, probably thought, I've dealt with too many of those.
Probably.
No.
And my grandmother supported the military man.
By the book.
Because my grandfather was in the military and then retired. So I think she probably also liked it for that reason, the military acquaintance. But she wasn't in the military.
Yeah.
So I could see where like a military person would be like, yeah, I've dealt with too many Gibbs.
Too many Gibbs. I don't need to watch this guy.
Yeah. The next one is another show we haven't really gotten into, Stranger Things. But they just had season 2 drop and people were going crazy on social media.
You see how many people are dressing up as Stranger Things for Halloween?
We saw the costumes.
There was a whole section of it at the Spirit Halloween store.
The next one is Battlestar Galactica.
Which one? Does it have a year on it or say
2004 to 2009.
Okay, that was the later one.
And did you watch that?
I did not watch that one at all because I liked the first one.
The next one. Did you watch Lost?
I didn't watch Lost at all.
Neither did I. So we'll keep going.
And everybody I heard that watched it was Lost.
And very disappointed at the end.
Yep.
The next one is ER.
Mm-hmm. I liked ER.
You did?
Yeah.
That's good. The next one is The Office, which has like a cult following.
Yeah.
Super cult following. I've watched it sporadically again. How many times have I used that word in this podcast? Take a drink.
You've used it sporadically. I watch it in reruns. That's the only time I've ever seen The Office because we catch it in reruns. I didn't watch it
at
runs. I watch it now and then in reruns. But everybody that I know that watched both the American version and the British version.
Did you know it was based on the award-winning British comedy?
Yes. And people say the British one was much better.
But the original usually is.
Mm-hmm.
The next one?
Yeah.
The Simpsons?
The Simpsons!
Now, this one's been on since 1989.
Can you believe that?
I was eight. I was not allowed to watch The Simpsons.
Can you believe that?
That's crazy.
And how many times have The Simpsons predicted stuff?
I think we've talked about that either on this podcast or on my other podcast. I know it's been a topic.
Because they predicted Trump running for president on the escalator. The episode they did had him coming down the escalator, like in real life, years ahead of time.
Do you think Trump did that on purpose?
Could be.
He may come across as a dummy, but I feel like he's really intellectual.
And I think he really knows media. I think he really.
He's like, okay, in The Simpsons, I did this, so let's do this.
And that will make them talk about it.
Right.
And this will.
The next one, I didn't watch this one either. 24?
I didn't watch
Kiefer
24.
Sutherland. I think a very solid cult following. The next one, one of the
podcasts. Did you watch it sporadically, though?
Never.
Never, okay.
The next one, one of our podcasts that we listen to, I forget what it's called. They talk about this one all the time. It's The Wire.
Oh, Hillbilly Nerd Talk.
Hey, my man.
Hey, my man. Oh.
Hey, my man.
Hey, podcast, my man podcast.
Which we found through Hillbilly Nerd Talk, I believe. Did you ever watch that?
Nope.
It's got a critic score at 96%.
Oh, it got great reviews. It was on, it was HBO, wasn't it? Does it say HBO?
Hold on. Say? I went on to the next one.
Oh. Go back.
Sorry.
Go back.
Okay.
Go back.
Talk amongst yourselves.
La, 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 la.
Yes, HBO.
Yeah. And I at that point, I wasn't paying for cable.
Oh, gotcha. I bet you can find it on Netflix or something now.
There was a whole, for years, I didn't do cable because I worked nights or gone on weekends and doing shows. And I'm like, I can't watch this stuff. I'm not paying for it. So
makes sense. The next one we both love with all our hearts, Grey's Anatomy.
Yay.
Number 14.
Yay. It's back. It went through a low cycle, but it's
every
back.
It's done that a couple times to me. Like I was super excited when it started, and then it kind of went down, and then it came up, and then it went down, and we're back up. Mm-hmm. I'm back engaged.
Like I went back and started over at the very beginning, the pilot, started watching it. I think I told you I realized the episode when I stopped watching it. I remember the point where, like, this is just getting
silly.
Yeah.
The next one is The Sopranos. I didn't watch that either. It was on HBO. Did you watch it?
Nope, didn't watch it. I know about it. I've seen episodes. I've seen the episodes. I think it was TBS was running it for a while when they edited it. They can't do that. They edit. They've done that with Sex and the City, too. Mm-hmm. They show Sex and the City edited.
Right.
And you can't edit what's supposed to be.
You can't.
Yeah. And same thing with The Sopranos. Like, there were so many F-bombs dropped that the dialogue didn't make a lot of sense.
Correct. The next one is from PBS, and it's Sherlock. It started in 2010. It looks like it's still going.
It is. That's the one with Cumberbatch or whatever his name is. Yes. Yeah.
You haven't watched that? I'm shocked.
No, I've heard good things about it. I know it's the British production, so I'll probably end up watching it.
The X-Files is number 11.
Loved X-Files. I loved the X-Files.
I can see that about you. I'm not a big alien super crap.
The truth
crap.
Is out there.
But yeah, well, that's cool. I was told when I was younger that I looked like the girl from that.
What?
When I didn't wear makeup.
When you didn't wear makeup?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because I don't have eyes when I don't wear makeup. Number 10, I'm a little surprised about this. Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
I saw a couple episodes. No.
Another cult favorite is number 9. It's Doctor Who.
Never been a Doctor Who fan, but I know it's amazing. It's gone on for like 50 years.
Yeah. Number 8 is from NBC. It's The West Wing.
Wasn't a West Wing fan.
Me either. A number 7.
My parents loved it.
Downton Abbey, which is another PBS production.
I have watched several episodes of that because a lot of times I'm in hotel rooms and there's nothing else to watch, so I'll watch that. Or a lot of times on the cruise ships that I work, they'll show back-to-back episodes of that.
Downton Abbey.
Yeah, and it's not a bad show. I just couldn't tell you. I couldn't tell you the entire thread of a show.
Right.
And very few shows, I think could you do that to a lot of shows? Of going, oh, I remember when they did that, then they got rid of that guy, and then the plot change.
Friends. Because I've watched every episode like 20 times.
So that would be the one show that you can go, I can tell you all the way through what is.
Like last night, we were watching Friends, and you were like, oh, I watched an episode last night where they did the Arquettes. As everyone's last, I'm like, oh yeah, that was the episode right after.
That was the one
Monica.
Episode. That was the one episode.
The lady that plays Monica got married to David Arquette. Okay, number 6. Is this getting boring?
No.
Okay. The number 6 is Law and Order, which I guess was on from 1990 to 2010. I swear, if you would have asked me, I would have told you it was still on because it's on like
everywhere.
And when I call my mom, what are you watching, Law and Order?
Well, it was on for so long, and there's been so many versions.
So many.
And I think they finally got rid of all of the Law & Orders. Like, they finally, you know, it was Law & Order SUV, Law & Order Criminal SVU. Intent. Yeah. Oh, yeah. What did I say?
SUV. My mom does the same thing.
Oh, great. Oh, that's wonderful. That's just so good to hear.
My mom's a couple years... Yeah. The next one is Seinfeld. Take deep breaths into the bag. Number five, focus.
Okay.
Seinfeld.
I liked Seinfeld.
You did?
Yeah.
Shocking.
Yeah.
You usually don't like shows that feature comics.
No, I know. But he was not the feature. All the characters that were around him were more.
I love that show.
Ouch. I just hit my elbow on the desk.
I wasn't allowed to watch it.
Uh-huh.
But, and like my friends were. And so.
You weren't allowed to watch it.
Because I had adult content.
Mm-hmm.
And that wasn't Christian. Number four.
Friends.
Good job. I totally thought it was going to be number one, though. I'm a little sad. Because this is my number one show. You know how many like podcasts I listen to and there's so many Friends references?
Oh, all kind of Friends references.
I'm like, dear God, please never take this off the air. I'm a little perturbed. What's the channel that we watch? It's $2.99. What is that channel? Is it?
Nick at Night.
Okay. They've changed their lineup. And Nick and Knight, I know you're an avid listener of this podcast, but I need you to stop playing Fresh Prince of Bel-Air so much, at least until 11, because that's when this old lady goes to sleep.
Well, I didn't realize how bad Fresh Prince of Bel-Air was. It's pretty bad.
But it has its own following of people that love it.
Well, because of the age group, I guess, time, the 90s, maybe whoever watched it. But when you go back, it doesn't hold up. It's not like watching
Full House.
Even some of as bad as it is, it's still the jokes are dumb, but they work. And a lot of times with Fresh Prince, I go, that was just stupid and forced.
And Nick and I don't quite understand why you took, like, there's not as many Full House. It used to be Full House, Full House, Full House, and then Friends. And that was perfect for Janet Land. And like it made sense because Full House has like the Fuller House, which is like the number one show on Netflix. And why cut back the number of Full House? You're going to get people that like the Fuller House that want to go back and watch the Full House. It doesn't make sense.
But so, doesn't it also seem like Nick at Night only has like 12 episodes of Friends? Like they're not running the... It's weird how this, they show the same ones over and over.
But I just find...
Did they not buy the entire run of Friends?
Maybe, because every once in a while I get crazy and watch Netflix Friends. And I just like the voices. I like the Rachels, the Rosses. I like the voices to go to sleep to and watch for fun.
So you need that on your slumber machine. If they would just make a slumber machine or a sound effect for your
the
phone.
The audio of Friends episodes. I would love
and
that.
Maybe the where they just talk about in a softer tone, you know, where
smelly
they just
cat, smelly cat. Cat.
I found a little black hair on my bar of soap. Whatever song she did.
All right, number three is another one we love. Probably just me, but I love it. Big Bang Theory. Woo!
It is good. I'll have to say I did not watch it for quite a long time. And then you got me.
And then
me.
I came into your life and I'm like, Sheldon Cooper, what?
And then you made me watch it and I realized this is very well done. Mm-hmm. It's very well. The characters are well defined. It's kind of like Cheers in the way that you characters are so defined, the jokes work for those characters only.
Right.
It's like you would know that Sheldon would say that or you would know that, you know.
But every once in a while, Sheldon goes crazy and does a bazinga. And proposes to Amy.
Penny.
And you know, like, everyone knows, like, that stuff. Like, I raised my cubicle wall up a little bit to provide more room on my desk. And my boss came by and knocked. And I was like, you got two more knocks, Sheldon. And he went, Janet. And I was like, do you watch Big Bang Theory? He's like, no, but I've
everybody
seen.
Knows those certain.
I was like, see? Sheldon's freaking amazing.
Well, that's one of the things they show in the commercials sometimes, which is a Penny.
And then those Penny. Episodes where he's like, she answers before the third. And he's like, I need
still
to
knocks
keep
anyway.
Knocking. All right. Sorry. Number two, I didn't get into the show, so we're not going to spend much time on it. Breaking Bad.
Didn't watch it. Heard it was fantastic. Everybody said, don't just start, go to the beginning.
Like, gotcha.
Everybody, because I said, oh, should I watch it? No, go back to the beginning so you know what's going on. Mm-hmm. So that's one of those ones you have to binge watch, apparently.
All right. The number one show in the top 20 years, according to MSN.com.
Drum roll.
And Rotten Tomatoes.
Drum roll.
Game of Thrones. I haven't even tried. Have you?
I have not tried.
Then you can't make that noise. It has a survey score of 11% and a critic score of 95%. If that was a movie, you'd go see it.
Well, I won't say I haven't tried. I've watched a few episodes because I'm trapped in a hotel room. But I've survived without becoming a fan. Like, there's people that just act like the world, you know, it's the new one's coming out. Do you see this? The
Mm-hmm.
I just thought there's too much to keep up with.
Like, they have the acronym GOT all in capitals, and it took me a while to understand what people were talking about. It'd be like, GOT, what's happening?
Got?
Yeah. Like, I was like, you going to go got my, I don't know, what? Got?
I'm done.
Well, the list is done, so that works out. You're done with what?
No, I just Game of Thrones. It's one of those things, like I said, I don't know much about it. I can't keep up with it. I don't know the characters. I don't know who's fighting, what clan is fighting. I don't know if I'm using the right word, but what group of dragon owners is fighting another group of dragon owners and who's the queen of that. And there's too much of that, you know?
Right. So what shows do you think might be missing from that list?
Oh, man.
Oh, Hawaii 5-0.
Hawaii 5-0, yeah. Hawaii 5-0, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
What else? Wagon Train, Gunsmoke, Virginian.
You've shown your age.
I know I did that on purpose.
Stop that. Blossom. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Small wonder.
I didn't watch that. But I do believe Full House should have been on that list.
Full House should.
Saved by the Bell. For my generation, maybe. Maybe that's the reason. I loved the Saved by the Bells.
Again, that's one of those cultural reference shows, because even Jimmy Fallon did a whole thing where he brought back the cast.
Yes.
And that was a big, big thing for everybody. It's like, they're doing a Saved by the Bell thing.
So what do you think about, they tried to bring back Dallas and that didn't work. I think it was a lot to do with JR passing.
Mm-hmm. But I liked it.
Yes, I thought did too. They did a good I was job. So sad that it went away. Now they're bringing back Dynasty on the CW.
Right. And I was wanting to see the Dallas one because right. I watched Dallas before.
Right.
I watched Dynasty before. I don't care anything about seeing this one because they're changing it.
Right.
They're changed. The location has changed. The cast has changed. Somebody's now a gay woman who was not the guy or something like that. I mean, they're changing.
Sammy Joe is played by a boy who's gay.
So they're just, they changed the show. Why don't you just create a new show?
Well, they redid 90210 and we liked the revamp of that for a while. It kind of did, kind of like a Grey's Anatomy, like we were into it, and then it went, oh, I'm not sure, and then it got canceled.
But they were a new group of people. Right. They were a new group of
true
cast. This, they tried to go, same hey, names. The same names, mm-hmm. but now you're this. No.
You got an opinion, don't you?
I do. I just think
we've never talked about this.
I think if you're going to remake something, remake it. I think it's what a lot of the remake movies fail.
Like Chips? Boat. Chips. Do not even try and remake my Chips. That should be on the list. Chips should be on the top 20 list. I loved Ponch and John.
I liked that show too. I was a Chips fan. That failed. Baywatch crashed and failed.
I heard it had a very like risque opening scene. Like my coworker was watching it with her like nieces, and like all of a sudden she's like, "Oh my gosh!"
Well, it's rated R. I mean, they tried to do the R rated. They wanted. Yeah. They thought they were going. It was right after Daredevil made so much money as an R rated, so they went back and reshot a bunch of stuff and. That's not what the fans of Baywatch.
Right.
They wanted to see
Baywatch.
Or redo it or continue it or give us a prequel. How did it?
Right.
Not just mess it up. And I think that's the same thing that happened with, they've done it with Starsky and Hutch.
Yep.
You know, a bunch of the remakes and people are like, why did they continue?
And those are movies, but like television shows that might get rebooted that you might be interested in seeing.
I don't know. I hadn't really thought about that.
Look at
that's
me.
That's one of those we even have to wait for the next podcast.
There we go.
I can like think about it.
Cliffhanger. Don't forget to think about it though.
Oh, I won't. I won't. Because that's a good idea. What shows really would? And anybody listening?
Yes.
What shows?
What shows would you like to see revamped?
Not redone. Rebooted and
because the revamp is what you're mad about with Dynasty. Rebooted was 90210.
Yeah.
Bam.
Well, it's one
Full
of the
House is a reboot. Fuller House.
Right. They got the characters. It's a continuation of the characters, their stories. And that would be okay. They kind of tried to do that years ago, and there'll be some people that get this and some that won't. They tried to redo it with Bonanza, the TV show Bonanza.
They did?
Yeah. They tried to bring it back with the, supposedly the children.
I vaguely remember that. Wasn't it before Michael Landon's son passed away?
Yep.
Yeah.
Michael Landon passed away because Michael Landon's son still directs.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
But, yes.
I do recall that.
Yeah, they tried to bring it back. And I even think there was some... the guys turned out to be bigger stars. I can't remember, but I think that like Josh Brolin or one of those guys might have been in it. And some of the, but it, you know, if you're not going to do the show, people are going to go, I tuned in thinking I was going to get something else. Kind of like they do with this podcast.
Do you think they do? If you guys have some suggestions for our podcast, send us an email, regalcheats1@gmail.com.
All right, I got a couple of Halloween things I want to bring up since we're doing the Halloween episode.
Okie dokie.
Is that okay with you?
Yeah.
All right. This Halloween, this year.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow is scaring up record sales of candies, costumes, and decor. This has been one of the biggest years ever.
We've spent over $100 in candy, Steve.
We have?
Yes. Yes. You only contributed to the last little bit, but yes, we have.
Wow, that is too much.
I agree.
That is. We buy the good stuff.
The massive bags of good stuff. We don't get the cheap stuff because I'm anti-cheap stuff.
Yeah, but we eat that stuff. That's why we had to go back and buy candy. Like, you bought the stuff that had the Twix and the
Snickers,
and I love Twix.
Three Musketeers.
So I'm picking out the Twix, and you're like, well, we're out of Twix. You should probably be. And I'm like, well, I like Kit Kat, so why don't we get a bag of Kit Kat instead of the Twix?
How many Kit Kats have you had today?
Just one.
Oh, good job.
Because I'm trying, you know, to lose weight. I'm actually trying. So...
Sorry.
Yeah. But, yeah, the Halloween candy sales.
Record.
Probably going to be $4.1 billion this year.
Well, I guess our $100 is not a big deal, unless you look at our family finances. Compared to the family finances, that's a problem. If you compare it to the billions of being sent, we're good.
That's more than the water bill. Our candy Halloween candy bill is more than the water bill.
I'm sorry. I think our container that we put our candy in is also too big. I was thinking about that. Like, are we going to actually be able to get rid of all that candy?
I don't know.
I'll be like shoveling it out into Halloween bags.
Well, this Halloween, you know, is the second biggest candy because Christmas. Christmas has the
I've already started buying Christmas candy.
Oh.
Not for me, for my friends.
Oh. Well, they estimate holiday sales are going to be up this year. Christmas sales.
Because we're all stressed about life, so we're just eating chocolate.
It could be up to 4% increase, and they're expecting $682 billion in holiday sales.
So how does that translate?
Per person.
So did you just jump to Christmas?
Yeah, that's why I said the Christmas thing. So Christmas, they're expecting Christmas to go up 4% this year. So there could be $682 billion spent on Christmas.
Well, I'm still waiting on you to use your Christmas gift from last year. So I'm going to pause on buying you a Christmas gift this year.
Please do.
You can't seem to use the Christmas gift I bought you last year.
I love it. And I think that
I was so excited. Your face was so amazing when you opened up your drone, and you haven't even figured out how to use it.
I know. I feel horrible about that.
Don't feel horrible.
But how many times I've tried to use it? I've attempted. Remember, we took it to the.
You've tried like five times.
And there's always either something's not right. You didn't do that. My Wi-Fi is not connecting. Yeah. The controller isn't connecting to the actual drone. And then somebody's, well, did you do that? Maybe you need to upgrade your firmware. And then I think, okay, I should do that.
Did you try and call Best Buy support? Because that's where I bought it.
No, but I have thought. I think I told you that. I may have told Dylan, my son, what I'm going to do is just go take it. I'm going to go to Best Buy with it and say,
yeah,
take me to the parking lot.
I like it.
And help me take this off.
Right.
Because I loved
I've almost
it.
Almost had this a year.
I was so excited. You know,
I shocked the crap out of you.
And then the other thing that scares me is because you bought the expensive one.
Well, by the time this Christmas rolls around, I'm sure it's not the expensive one anymore.
Well, no, it
just
won't
think
be.
Think of it like that. Like, you got the lower level one.
Right.
It's
but
paid
I
off.
Did not
it's worth $0 in my debt.
Part of my heart and soul was I love this so much. I don't want to go out and crash it on the very first time. And I'll tell you why. I don't know if I've ever told this on the podcast. I may have told it on my podcast, Remasculate. I wanted an airplane when I was a kid. It was called a Cox airplane, COX. And it was a real airplane. You may have seen them. You fly them on a string. Did anybody in your neighborhood ever have one? You start it, and you can fly it. It's on a string, and you can go in a circle, and you make it dive. It's kind of like almost like a kite.
Okay.
And it had – the one that I wanted had this extra string that you pulled it, and it would drop bombs.
Oh,
and
fancy.
It was fancy. I wanted it so much as a kid, and my dad kept saying, that's too expensive. I'll never buy that. You'll never – you know, Santa's not even going to bring you that kind. Surprised me with it. He surprised me with it.
Aww.
He – takes it out to show me how to fly it.
Oh.
And crashed it before. He didn't even make a circle with it. He didn't even make one loop with the airplane. And it just blew up.
Did just he replace shattered. It?
No, it goes, piece of shit. You didn't even. You don't need this anyway.
And you're little. How old were you?
Probably 8 or 9. Maybe 10. I was a kid.
Heart broke.
Yeah. Yeah. So I had this. I guess I've had this thing about I don't want to crash this because I want to be able to fly it. I want to be able. I don't want to just go out there and go. Well, that sucked.
Oh,
does that make sense in a way now? It's because I want to be able to do it. It's like one of the reasons I said, you know, my friend Chris is very into computers, electronics. If I could get Chris to show me how to do this.
Have you reached out to Chris?
I have, and he just hadn't been able to because, you know, he's busy, got engaged. So, you know, it's just one of those things. And I think deep down inside, that's part of I've had that, I don't want to crash my toy.
Oh, that's the title of the podcast.
I don't want to crash my toy.
Well, my heart just, I've been giving you crap because I'm like, I bought you this great thing.
And now you know why.
And now I get it.
See what comes out in the podcast?
Yeah, it's good therapy for
us. It is, isn't it? Wow. Look at that. You know what the perfect timing is?
What? Did we just hit 30 minutes?
No, we hit almost the hour. We were going to record for 30. We thought we haven't done this in a while. We got things to do. Let's run down and do a 30-minute podcast. And I just looked down, and it's at 57 minutes. So why don't we just go ahead and end it with, I don't want to crash my toy.
I don't want to crash my toy. I can't. Like, I'm sitting here. Like, I don't have even a story that
comes close to that.
I can't relate to you in that story. But it breaks my little heart because I picture little Steve with his buck teeth going.
Little Sheldon was standing there waiting to fly his spaceship.
Oh. I'm sorry, babe.
It was a German, because I remember the plane because I loved it so much. It was a red double wing plane like the Red Baron flew. And that's I was so into that kind of stuff when I was a kid because I loved the dogfights and that. The movies about the old airplanes. And
did they have the mouth painted on them? No.
I don't remember if it had that. I just remember it being the red bi-wing plane. Are you looking it up? Cox, Red Wing?
I am. There's lots of things coming up, so I can't.
All right. Well, maybe I'll post a picture. We'll find that. Use that as the picture for the podcast.
Right.
That's not it.
Okay.
That's not it.
All right.
All right. Well, tell everybody how to find us.
You can find us on Facebook at Wrinkled Cheats Podcast. You can find us on Twitter, Wrinkled Cheats1. Email wrinkledcheats1@gmail.com. Find us on YouTube. That's where we're most active. We may not podcast a lot, but you can follow us in life on YouTube at Wrinkled Cheats.
Because we vlog a lot.
Steve vlogs a lot. And every once in a while, I make an appearance.
Ta-da! All right. Till next time.
Bye. Bye.